This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
An unexpected number of China's wealthy are expected to flock to foreign markets in 2024. In recent months, a wave of Chinese investors seeking to acquire foreign assets has emerged, driven by a combination of economic slowdown, currency depreciation, and a less optimistic outlook for the domestic real estate market. The trend signals a growing desire among China's affluent to diversify their investment and secure alternate streams of income.
中国投资者大规模转投海外市场或外逃。近几个月来，出现了一股中国投资者寻求收购国外资产的浪潮。在经济放缓、货币贬值以及国内房地产市场前景不容乐观等因素的共同推动下，这一趋势表明中国富裕阶层越来越希望实现投资多元化，并确保有其他收入来源。
Trend which started gaining momentum last year has accelerated notably since February 2024, following China's relaxation of investment rules under the Cross-Boundary Wealth Management Connect scheme.
自2024年2月，中国放宽跨境财富管理互联互通计划的投资规则以来，这一趋势明显加快。
But experts are warning that this new development could have far-reaching implications for both China's economy and the global financial landscape.
但专家警告说，这一新发展可能会对中国经济和全球金融格局产生深远影响。
Hong Kong's high-yield financial products, such as insurance policies and fixed deposit accounts, have become particularly attractive to wealthy Chinese individuals. These investors are looking to safeguard their returns from the adverse impacts of the mainland's economic woes, including the depreciating yuan and the sluggish real estate sector.
香港的高收益金融产品，如保险保单和定期存款账户对中国富人尤其具有吸引力，这些投资者希望保障自己的收益不受内地经济困境，包括人民币贬值和房地产行业不景气的不利影响。
According to a Reuters report, wealth managers in Hong Kong have observed market increase in interest from mainland investors since the rule changes earlier this year.
据路透社报道，自今年初规则调整以来，香港的财富管理机构发现来自内地投资者的兴趣明显增加。
There are approximately 45 million affluent individuals in China who are increasingly looking for more international opportunities, education, and protection, said Maggie Ng, head of wealth and personal banking at HSBC Hong Kong.
汇丰香港财富及个人银行业务主管 Maginig 表示，中国约有4500万富裕人士，他们越来越多地寻求更多的国际机会、教育和保护。
The new investment opportunities have prompted Hong Kong financial institutions to quickly capitalize on this trend. Despite recent challenges to Hong Kong's status as a global financial hub, including democratic protests, increased control from Beijing, and geopolitical tensions, the city remains a crucial conduit for Chinese capital outflows.
新的投资机会促使香港金融机构迅速抓住这一趋势，尽管最近香港作为全球金融中心的地位受到挑战，包括民主抗议、北京加强控制和地缘政治紧张局势，但香港仍然是中国资本外流的重要渠道。
Launched in 2021 in September, the Cross-Boundary Wealth Management Connect scheme enables residents of Guangdong Province, which borders Hong Kong, to purchase investment products from banks in Hong Kong and Macau. The scheme also allows Hong Kong and Macau residents to invest in mainland China, a report by Nikkei Asian finds.
日经亚洲的报道称，2021年9月推出的跨境理财通计划，使与香港接壤的广东省居民能够从香港和澳门的银行购买投资产品。该计划还允许香港和澳门居民在中国大陆投资。
As the scheme gained momentum, the People's Bank of China reported a significant increase in investments from mainland investors in Hong Kong and Macau, reaching a monthly high of 13 billion RMB in March 2024, nearly 8 times the February figures.
随着该计划的发展，中国人民银行报告称，内地投资者在香港和澳门的投资大幅增加。2024年3月达到130亿元人民币的月度最高值，是2月份数字的近8倍。
While global wealth management firms have been adapted to this shift, the HSBC reported a threefold increase in new account openings in Hong Kong in 2023 compared to pandemic levels. The surge was primarily driven by mainland Chinese clients,The bank noted, adding that the momentum has continued into this year.
虽然全球财富管理公司一直在适应这种转变，但汇丰银行报告称，2023年香港的新开户数比疫情前增长了三倍。该行指出，这一激增主要是由中国大陆客户推动的，并补充说，这一势头一直持续到今年。
In addition, the exodus of wealthy Chinese individuals expected to reach a record high of 15,200 in 2024, according to a report by Hanley & Partners, poses further challenges. These high net worth individuals are primarily moving to countries like the US, Canada, and Singapore, driven largely by economic uncertainty and geopolitical tensions.
另外，根据 Hanley Partners 的报告，中国富豪的外流也带来了进一步的挑战。预计2024年，外流人数将达到创纪录的15,200人。这些高净值人士受经济不确定性和地缘政治紧张局势的影响，主要流向美国、加拿大和新加坡等国家。
The report also indicates...that the affluent Chinese who are relocating possess significant wealth, often ranging from $30 million to $1 billion. Their departure not only reduces the domestic capital available for investment, but also highlights a lack of confidence in China's economic future.
该报告还指出，正在搬迁的富裕中国人拥有大量财富，通常在3,000万美元到10亿美元之间。他们的离开不仅减少了国内可用于投资的资金，也凸显了人们对中国经济未来缺乏信心。
Did you know that SFU is working to become a zero waste school? But they need your help to get there, and they're giving away cool prizes to get it. Every month from now until December,There'll be a new monthly zero waste challenge to complete. At the end of each month, a prize will be given away based on students' engagement. How can you get involved? Don't worry, it's easy. First, join the Zero Waste Challenge Facebook group to access easy tips and share your own ideas on how to cut down on waste. Then, just share your photos of your progress on social media using hashtag NoWasteSFU or tag @SFUSustain.By taking part, you not only get the chance to win cool prizes, you also get to help SFU move towards a truly zero-waste environment. To get more info, check them out online at twitter.com/SFUSustain and sfu.ca/sustainability.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6.Featuring live performances and panel discussions, Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Waste My Friend, and it's called Salt Water, which is from the album titled In Consternation, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.wastemyfriend.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF90.1FM 电台的 Rock Channel Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们要推荐几位加拿大音乐人新晋发行的专辑里面的歌曲。首先要带给大家的是来自 Waste My Friend 这支乐队演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Salt Water。 Complex is a song by Zachary Lucky, and it's called Moments of Time, which is from the album titled Midwestern, released in 2019.下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Zachary Lucky 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Moments of Time. And for more information, you can visit www.zacharylucky.com.
Time. And I wonder how it'll be when my time comes to pass. When I breathe my last breath and the world's grip loosens at last. Will the lights dim quickly? Will it all fade to dusk slow or fast? Will I look down upon you from my place in this old photograph?
Chusaichi and it was vocal by Cai Qin. And next is a song vocal by Ying Xia and it's called Hua Yu San, which means umbrella. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《出塞曲》。接下来，请大家欣赏来自银霞演唱的《花雨伞》。
绵绵细雨不停打在我脸上，叫我想起他有一把花雨伞。我曾和他并肩漫步小河畔，就在那雨山下，微风一阵一阵吹着小风铃，叫我想起他的歌声多温柔。我曾和他并
并肩坐在枫林下，听他唱一首歌。到如今他的歌声已经不在枫林下，枫林依然叮当。到如今他的微笑已经不在我身旁，我依然记得他的花雨伞。小风铃叫我想起他的歌声多温柔，我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下，听他唱一首歌。到如今他的歌声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当。到如今
Here comes the last song of today's music segmentOf La Chen Xiu, and it's a song called Wo Liu Yu Huang Li Liao, and again it's vocal by Yin Xia. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish everyone a happy weekend.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自银霞演唱的《蜗牛与黄鹂鸟》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末，我们下个星期再在空中相会。 Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver is in need of volunteers for their friendship-based mentoring programs. Become a Big Brother or in-school mentor today. No experience is necessary, and it's perfect for busy schedules. Just hang out and have fun once a week. Both guys and girls are encouraged to apply. Boost your resume and help a child. For more information, visit bigbrothersvancouver.com.